Hello, everyone. Ed Richards for OklahomaFarmReport.com. It's time once again to check in with Ed Servin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, and a preview of the weekly box beef and finished cattle trade for week ending June 2nd. Ed?
The daily spot choice box beef cutout was 197.25 on Friday, which was about $2.36 higher compared to the previous Friday. The weekly total for the daily spot volume was 852 loads during this holiday shortened week, compared to 1,002 loads the previous week. Beef sales appeared to be better than anticipated for the Memorial Day holiday. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the total of all types of sales, was at 195.47, which was about $2.40 higher than the previous week, and was helped by retailers who were refilling their shelves after the good holiday movement. However, the total reported volume was 6,952 loads, which was almost 670 loads less than the previous week. The form of the trade was 3,159 loads, which is about the same as last week and pretty much normal. The outfront sales were 1,187 loads and was not near as big as 1,689 loads the previous week. The export sales, however, were excellent again and jumped about 200 loads to 1,243 loads, with only about 200 of those loads going to our NAFTA neighbors and the balance went overseas. Export sales were the shining star this week again, especially when you consider the negative impact of the rising value of the dollar, which has really jumped in the past month. The choice select spread jumped to $11.89 on Friday, which was the highest that it's been in some time, but it's a normal seasonal occurrence. The outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, were steady to $3 higher, while the middle meats, were the ribs and loins, were steady to $9 higher, with the most increase on the choice product helping to widen that choice select spread. Prices for select middle meats failed to keep up with their choice counterparts. The cow cutout was steady to firm, trading in a very narrow range again, with 90% trimmings also steady to firm. Dairy cow liquidation in the face of high hay cost and low margins continue to play a significant role in the cow harvest. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, the general trend was mostly steady, with live sales in Texas and Kansas selling at 121. Nebraska was steady up to $1 lower at 121 to 122, and Iowa was steady at 121 to 123, and Colorado was also 121 to 123, but was steady to instances $1.50 higher than the really light test they had the previous week. Dress sales were steady to $2 higher at 190 to mostly 195. Harvest weights continued to increase, especially when compared to last year, adding to the beef tonnage and making up for some of the decline in slaughter numbers. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was 3 pounds heavier at 1,236 pounds last week compared to 1,224 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight jumped 6 pounds last week to 841 pounds, which compares to 819 last year and only 807 pounds in 2010. The nearby CME prices closed at 117.70 on Friday, which was about steady with the previous Friday. Southern Plains feeder cattle trade area auction receipts were curtailed to the Memorial holiday and the beginning of the summer slowdown period. The market trend was predominantly steady to $4 higher on a light test, but instances more on stocker type cattle in auctions that had not been well tested in the recent weeks. The top prices had not changed that much, as much as the bottom prices, since more of the cattle sold near the top end, giving a tighter spread on all prices. The 5 to 600 pound steers traded mostly at 172 to 195, the 7 to 750s were 156 to 160, and the 8 to 850 pound steers showed the biggest increases again this week and traded at 150 to 154, with a few up to 157. The Texas Direct Feeder Cattle Report posted only 16,000 head, for this holiday shortened week and was fully steady to instances $3 higher, with the biggest increases again on weights over 800 pounds. 750 to 800 pound steers were 149 to 152 current FOB, and those 8 to 850 pound steers traded at 153. The nearby CME feeder cattle month, the August option, settled about $1 lower on Friday at 157.37. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.